MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 5, 2026. Drawbridge repairs will affect Gloucester fishermen and its inauguration night in Lynn. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, mid-20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:18 p.m. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, ahead of construction starting up at the Blimmin Canal Drawbridge on Tuesday, boaters and maritime officials are weighing in on what the project may mean to their livelihoods. Gloucester City Council President Tony Gross said he believes pedestrians and vehicular traffic will not be hampered during the work, but added that several boaters will bear the brunt of the project. In particular, Gross said the project may inconvenience a number of lobstermen. One alternative avenue for boaters will include piloting their vessels the opposite way through the Anisquam River. But according to Gross, they'll have to go around, who added that such a route will cost time and money for boaters and fishermen. The project is expected to last through mid-March, and the work to be done will include what is being described by the Massachusetts Department of Transportation as critical steel repairs to the crossing, also known as the cut. Item Live is reporting that in Lynn, you have an incumbent mayor, trailblazing city council president, and new faces on the city council and school committee who will highlight the City of Lynn inauguration ceremony tonight at 6 at Lynn Auditorium in City Hall. Mayor Jared C. Nicholson, who ran unopposed in November for a second term, will be sworn in by the Honorable Lisa Kaur, a judge in Lynn District Court. Ward 3 Councilor Coco Allingsug has secured the votes to be elected council president, replacing Jay Walsh, who did not run for re-election in Ward 7. Fred Hogan, Ward 6 councilor, is expected to be elected council vice president. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the first baby to be born at Salem Hospital in 2026 came into the world just after midnight on New Year's Day, while the first at Beverly Hospital made his arrival more than 7 hours later. In Salem, Lynn residents Samita Satude and Montague Jr. Lewis welcomed their son, Taman, at 12:34 a.m. The baby weighed 6 pounds, 6 ounces, was 19 inches long when he was born, and is the couple's first son. Beverly's first baby came right on time for his January 1 due date. Carter Henry Schnackenberg was born at 7:32 a.m. on Thursday, coming in at 6 pounds, make that 8 pounds, 14 ounces, and measuring 20.5 inches long. He is the fifth child of Beverly residents Kate and Mike Schnackenberg. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports in boys hockey over the weekend, Gloucester edged Marblehead 4-3 on Saturday, with Jackson Harnish scoring the game-winning goal for the Fishermen. Beverly and Danvers tied at 4. Winthrop topped the Peabody Saga Swampscott co-op team 5-1. St. John's Prep over St. Mary's 3-1. Amesbury edged Linfield 3-2, and it was Essex Tech 9, Rockport 2. In girls' hockey, the Peabody-Linfield-North Reading co-op team blanked Marblehead 2-0. Julia Guzzo got the winning goal for the Tanners. Beverly topped Gloucester 5-2, as five different Panthers scored goals, and they now improved to 5-1 on the season. In college sports, Gloucester's Marcus Montenegro led the Endicott College men's basketball team to an 83-66 win over Curry with his 33 points. The Endicott men's hockey team beat Salem State 5-2 as the Gulls moved to 8-1. In boys high school basketball tonight, Salem is at Gloucester, Masconomet visits Marblehead, Beverly travels to Danvers, and Swampscott is at Lynn Tech. The Patriots wrapped up their regular season with a 38-10 win over Miami yesterday in Foxborough and will now host the Chargers next weekend in the playoffs. And the Celtics and Bruins both off yesterday. Celtics host the Bulls tonight. The Bruins play tomorrow night in Seattle against the Kraken. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.